Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. Here. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we were fiddling around with the ear volume, our headset volumes, because we have people coming in during the evenings for their shows, and things get switched around. Not a big thing. But good morning.
Good morning,
everybody.
7:05
in the morning at Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us the news. Caring, Compassion, Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm again for at least an hour.
Good morning. I'm your pilot for an hour.
You're our
yeah,
pilot.
Thank you for staying on.
Thank you for getting us into the air, and hopefully we'll all land, you know, gently and softly with Liam.
I always enjoy having Sue. Listening to Sue in the morning for the Sue McClain News Hour.
I was out in my car for an extra 2 or 3 minutes listening to her doing the sports, and I'm going, this is hypnotic. Just
yeah.
Sit here. Anyway, good morning,
you.
Sue.
Good morning.
So, Linda, what's the
Good morning, everybody. It's currently, I think about 46. We're going to have 74 today will be our highs. Our overnight lows will be 53. For all of those of you tuning in this morning for our morning show, Thursday will be sunny with a high of 81, Thursday night, 57. I think about this upcoming forecast, Sue, and I heard you talking about it earlier, because we have friends we're going to be in attending a wedding on Saturday, which is outside, and I only think about, you know, the mother who's just an absolute creative force is doing all the decorations, and I thought about what it was like to be to pre-wedding with rain and trying to figure out the seating and the flowers, and now we get into who would think that on Saturday it's going to be 96. So, you know, it's the first day of the year that it's been at these temperatures, and they're getting married outside. So, but they're on the river, so it shouldn't be so hot. But anyway, Friday will be 91. Then we go to Saturday, 96. Sunday, 95. And we're going to have sunny and clear skies. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, also a veteran-owned business. How important that is to always bring up for our community to understand. And we do support because we're a veteran-owned business as well. And we love our veterans, and we shout out to those veteran-owned businesses.
Well, last night, I was down at the rodeo grounds because, in case you haven't heard, there's a rodeo coming to Redding next week. And what we were doing was hanging shade for the animals. So the animals, I mean, every pen out there where we keep the animals, you know, has got shade over it now. Mm. And if you don't think that was a hoot, bunch of about 15 of us out there, maybe around that, hanging that, and this whole week is getting ready for next week, and it kicks off Saturday.
Well, you've been going for some time now.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you've been weed eating and power washing. And
well, it starts Saturday with the steak feed down at the rodeo grounds, and that is just a great time. And, you know, he gets such a great selection of steaks. A lot of times you'll get steaks that, you know.
But there's so much more that goes on besides the steak feed,
though
that's fantastic.
We have the mutton busting slack, which is a lot of fun watching those kids ride those.
And that's where they get to select.
Sheep. Yeah, and that's where they pick the ones that are going to be in for the competition every night, Wednesday through Saturday, starting next week.
So it's quite
a
commitment,
big
folks.
People don't
just lift their kid up out of the crowd and say, hey, Mikey, you want to get on one of those?
Oh, there's too many.
Oh, no, there's so many people that want to do this, and they have to have a commitment.
You have 150, 160 kids wanting to be in the mutton
bucket. So they have to show up on that Saturday in order to compete, in order to then go into the rodeo. With a chance that perhaps they can ride however long they can and get the chance for the pair of boots or the belt buckle or whatever they do.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
Great. And it's on national TV.
Yeah.
So it's
Cowboy
first,
Channel.
And one of the reasons we do it is because we have so many kids, but we want to give everybody, every young person a chance to fall off a sheep. And, but the other thing too is we every so often you'll see a child that when you get ready to put them up on the sheep, mm-hmm. no, that is this is mom and dad's idea. I do not want to do this, and so we. Nobody is forced
We've
to ride
We've all been
a
there.
Ship,
we have a moment.
Sheep. No, nobody's forced.
I'm sorry.
Just take them out, hand them back to mom.
And I think
dad.
The oldest you can be is 7, right? It's not 8 or 9.
No, it's young. It's a sheep,
I will come back with that
girls,
perfect, like the perfect knowledge as to share with you about that window and let somebody knows and can call in about what those dates are. I mean, what those time, those, the, like the age ages.
Well, I've seen 3-year-olds, and I'm not sure 3-year-olds are in Reading, but 4-year-olds, and they get in there and they get burrow in like a tick in a fat puppy, and off they go. I mean, they are on their way, and girls have won.
Oh yeah,
girls win a lot.
Fearless.
At that age, they're better coordinated and smarter.
Have you ever heard of pennies? On purpose. Pennies on purpose. Well, with us this morning is Tricia Funk. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us about what are we talking about this morning? Pennies on purpose or pennies for purpose?
On purpose.
On purpose, but it's for a purpose. So let's talk about what this organization is about. And good morning. And who are you and why?
Good morning. So Pennies on Purpose is a local nonprofit that was founded in 2016. I personally have been in the finance industry for the last 23 years in a number of capacities. Through some of the work that I was doing with local organizations, youth organizations, with, the kids that were aging out of the foster care systems, as Tricia Funk for profit was teaching financial literacy and financial capacity building programs. And really just had a moment in time where I recognized that this is not a problem that just one demographic of youth should have access to in terms of information. And so I went about founding the nonprofit and developing then independent financial literacy curriculum. So what we do is we have that curriculum that we actually send a finance expert into the classroom to teach throughout the school year. For our youth, because it really comes down to the point where it feels really not even just unfair. It feels a little bit unethical, right? That we are educating our youth for 12 to 14 years to go with the expectation of them going out into the workforce to earn an income without ever giving them an education on what to do with that income. And so our lessons start in fourth grade. The main age groups that we focus on are 4th grade, 8th grade, and 11th grade. Those coincide with the federal benchmark years for financial literacy education, which is why we focus on those age groups. Definitely doesn't mean those are the only age groups that we touch. So some youth organizations may have a blend of different age groups, or they want it in their 9th grade classroom or whatever it happens to be. But we have now been doing that for 6 years in classrooms. This year, for this 2022-2023 school year, we will have taught over 100 classes just this school year, reached about 1,000 kids in our community, which is still such a super small population of our school-age kids that are still getting access to this education.
So you actually get to go into the classrooms and have a curriculum like maybe things like, give us an example, balancing your checkbook. What do you do with – what does it mean with your stub check when you have all these different –
taxes.
We'll take a break and come back with that, because I'm a visual person. I want to see when you go into a classroom, and radio is as well. They hear the information, but then they picture it. So let's give a little visual of what happens when you go into this age group's class. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by
the people that are bringing us this program, Cornerstone Community Bank. They are sponsoring this show. And once a month, we'll bring in other businesses as we move through the year. But Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank, locally run, local board of directors, truly a community bank. And we are so strong on our local banks and our local businesses here. Cornerstone Community Bank, 4 branches. They've been open 16 years, moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The heat is on. The heat is on. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 10th of May, 7:18 in the morning. 45 degrees right now, but it's going to go up to, gosh, what, in the 80s today. Of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
74.
Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been doing this for a couple of decades. This is a local business. It's a veteran-owned business, and nobody's going to take care of your windshields better than Jeff Wurst. He's not the guy on the side of the road that says, fix your windshield for $15. No, no. Jeff guarantees his work for the whole life of the windshield. He fixed a crack in my windshield 15 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work that he does. He doesn't take a chance with your family's safety. From chips in your windshield to cracks over 2 feet in length, take them to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. For a free inspection and analysis, head down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. And we're here with Tricia Funk from Pennies for On Purpose.
Pennies On Purpose.
On Purpose. Well, for purpose.
Well, I'm looking on their Facebook, and I think it's very important because I think there's an upcoming golf tournament. We'll go to that in a minute.
Let's go back to You started this in 2016.
Yeah.
And the whole mission behind this was to go into our schools and teach our children about financial matters. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, don't they get that there? No, they don't. And we can see the results of that as we were talking during the break. If you have no concept of money or checking, and your parents aren't real strong on that and don't teach you those things, you end up getting $250,000 loans for your school with no concept of how to pay it back.
Yeah. Or what implication that has on your future, you know, and your future ability to build wealth, you know, really. For sure. That's one of the reasons why we send the finance expert into the classroom to teach it, because one of the things that we found is that one of the reasons why a lot of teachers aren't implementing financial literacy into their classroom is because they personally don't feel like that they have that expertise in education. And so how can we hand a curriculum to someone who personally feels like they're financially illiterate themselves and expect them to be able to teach these students to mastery on a subject?
One of the things that I would encourage those of you who are on Facebook is to go to Pennies on Purpose, and you'll see, like, for instance, one of the tip number 5, teaching your child to be money smart means showing your child how to leverage technology and systems to stay in control of their money. How many people feel like they're spinning out of control because they're not in control of their money? I mean, we do have Dave Ramsey here on our show, on our station that is on from 12 to 3.
Yeah.
So, tell us what happens, for instance, on a day when one of your experts goes into a classroom to teach something, for instance. Give us a moment.
Yeah. So every single one of our age groups that we focus on has 9 lessons. So the full annual curriculum is considered 9 lessons. We designed it very strategically that way so that it can be taken directly into the classroom like once a month throughout the school year. So we're never asking a huge ask of a teacher to infringe on other subject matters or anything, but then are able to really touch so many different aspects of personal finance. So all of our age groups start with financial psychology, because we know that the reason why we're making horrible financial decisions in our country has nothing to do with our ability to do math, right? There's how we think about financial matters. It's how we
keep
are
raising the debt limit.
So real, you know, but it's how we emotionally respond to financial situations. And so we start with financial psychology in every single one of the age groups, with how do we think about money and how do we remove the emotions from financial decisions, because there really is zero reason why we should have emotional responses to business transactions.
However, when you think about the emotional response to money, like I can just spend another $300 more a month for that fabulous car. And salespeople will make you, well, don't you do this? Well, wouldn't you see yourself driving that? And don't you think, I mean, that's just.
Here, take it home for 3 days.
Yeah. Well, and there becomes an emotional attachment. This happens with women in shopping and clothing.
Right, 100%.
Or men in tools or whatever. I don't mean to sound like we're putting, you know, 100%. Women in tools.
Right.
Men in clothing.
Right.
I don't, you know.
Oh, it's the house. It's the boat. It's all of the things that we.
It's the trip coming up. Oh, it's a great deal.
Oh, and it's what someone else is doing, right?
Yeah.
It's what the in-laws did.
I can save 50% on this. And you really can. However, you're paying the other 50%.
Yeah, well, yeah, 100%.
So you teach budgeting.
Yeah, so the more so in the 11th grade than we do in 4th grade, right?
Yeah,
but,
fourth grade is,
you know, but we do start talking about credit and debt, even with our 4th graders. They understand the difference between having a good credit score and having a bad credit score, and how you establish a good financial reputation. That's what we link it to, is the financial reputation, because that is what a credit score is.
Absolutely.
Did you do what you promised you would do? And so,
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Hey, what are the kids in fourth grade when you start talking about that? Are they like, whoa, that kind of stuff? Or are they kind of like, Well, you know, you have to introduce it to them, of course.
You know what? Every single one of the age groups that we talk about, like, kids are hungry for this knowledge and information, because maybe what they have received at home, you know, we talked about that during the break. We now are, you know, when we're thinking about what is wrong with how financial decisions have been made, it's because we have now generations of Americans that have never been taught that financial literacy education. And so how do we, as adults, train our kids in something that we were never effectively educated about in the first place, right? So the kids are hungry for it. They love getting to have these conversations that aren't about, like, oh, just don't talk about it. Oh, that's rude to talk about it at home. You know, get that information. It's powerful for them. And in fourth grade, we introduce the concept of credit in a funny little skit that we do in the classroom, where it's a used car dealership, and one of the kids has a good financial reputation, and one of the kids didn't even pay his mama back. And so, you know, talk about it, risk, but then we wrap that all up, even in a fourth grade classroom, about how much more money it ends up costing us just because we have a bad financial reputation over the lifetime of our,
well,
you know.
I found when I was teaching the fourth graders, I loved that grade. Fourth graders are, they have left the terminal. They are ready. They're like sponges. They're like, and they understand a lot more than you think. Oh, it's a fourth grader. Yeah, when you see them out running around, you know, they're not eating dirt anymore, thank God. But they can just suck up the knowledge. And the, yeah, that's right. I was out teaching in the Shelby County school system.
And
so
they gave you a Latin assignment. So open your books, kids. Let's talk.
Yeah. The conversations are so, I mean, it's remarkable, the insights and stuff that these kids come up with.
We have 3 minutes.
Well, no. Because there's more things I want to get into.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold you over to.
Oh, excellent. Okay, talk about that golf tournament.
Yeah, we need to talk about the golf tournament.
Golf tournament was last week. We'll talk about next year's golf tournament.
Last week?
We did it
Friday.
Oh, my
gosh, it's May 5th. Okay, I am so like May 5th is this weekend. Okay, sorry.
No, May 5th was last week.
Yeah. Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming to the table.
It's not your fault.
I'm not quite here. I'm trying to step in.
It's not your fault. We were gone last week, and that just is a week gone out of our lives, and we have no idea what day it is.
It takes a while.
I want to talk about these programs you have, like Lemonade Day, online courses, and the Future Millionaires Club. And I want to know, can we have you come over to our house and give Linda and I a class? We'd like to take 100%. A 9-week course that we can use.
We're going to have a month of garage sales.
We keep saying that.
And 10% will be donated to a charity.
We're here with Tricia Funk, who began Pennies on Purpose because she saw there was a dearth. How about none? Not just a dearth, but non-existent teaching kids about financial management in our schools. And you're not just here in Shasta County, you're in Wairika and other places that you're teaching. And this, I think this is just, if any school could get behind this, this is it. And, anyway, so we're going to take a quick break. So how do we save money? Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, and Linda's birthday's coming.
But I think they also buy jewelry. So if somebody's looking to get in maybe they've inherited something and they don't really want it.
They do.
And so they have beautiful estate pieces. So, you know, I mean, there's a win-win here.
Rebecca sent me a card the
other
day.
That's my philosophy.
Yeah.
I like
Rebecca sent me a card the other day and said, hey, Linda's birthday
is
coming. We have that whole section of the jewelry store set aside so you can select. I tell you what, they really are good people. They have a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's locally owned, locally run. Really nice people down at Four Winds Jewelry, and they're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
And it's hard to say.
looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR.
Rick Isley. What was the name of that FM?
And 14. Just a minute.
Let me just come in for a minute. Who was that singer?
Come in for a minute.
Rick Astley. Okay. Well, Rick Isley must be the Isley.
Not Isley.
It's Rick what? Astley.
Astley.
He had just a moment in time in the 80s. Listen to that voice. He's fabulous. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do I have your permission?
Give me my moment.
Quick and Clean Car Wash is bringing us this segment. You know what? I love this place. I go in there with my truck who's been carrying horses and everything. I drive up to the corner of Market and Eureka Way, where Quick and Clean Car Wash is, right down the street from us, right next to Dutch Bros. My truck goes through there and comes out immaculate.
Fabulous.
On the outside. Inside, they don't touch the inside, which is probably good. They need shots to get into my truck. But it is just a great place. It comes out. The prices are very good. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. What great presents to give your friends or just have them for yourself. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. Locally owned, locally run. They've been in the business down here on this street for over 100 years. Now, I don't know if they were washing cars 100 years ago, but maybe they were brushing horses. Who knows? But Quick and Clean Car Wash. Really like them. Okay, we're here with Tricia Funk, Pennies on Purpose, and it's financial management that they bring into our elementary and high schools. There are federal programs out there for this to be taught to our students, but schools aren't penalized if they don't do it.
Right.
But to have a program like this, which is reaching not just our kids in Shasta County, but you're up in Siskiyou County, mm-hmm. and I mean
Tehama. Yeah.
Tehama. I mean, this could be everywhere. And some of the programs they have here that we're going to, you know, I really want to talk about is Lemonade Day.
Yeah.
What is Lemonade Day?
So Lemonade Day was the next step that I was so passionate about making sure that we as an organization really supported our youth with, and that is youth entrepreneurial training. And so there's absolutely an aspect of financial literacy education that is inside of the Lemonade Day program, but it is really focused on developing the next generation of entrepreneurs. And so Lemonade Day program is a totally free program for any parent, any school teacher, any youth leader that wants their kids to participate can go on lemonadeday.org/Reading in any of our communities, Shasta County, Siskiyou County, Tehama County, doesn't matter. Register their kids, and then it's an app-based learning experience that's super fun. The kids go through these 13 different modules that teach them every aspect of starting and running a successful business. And it's called Lemonade Day, but it doesn't have to be a lemonade stand. They can do whatever they want to do in that business development idea. And it culminates, though, in our communities. We do prizes for we select an entrepreneur of the year. We then promote that entrepreneur of the year onto a national competition. So they actually get promoted. They get cash prizes when they win entrepreneur of the year, best stand, best lemonade stand, or best business. But really it culminates on May 20th this year.
Saturday,
May 20th. And that we call it Lemonade Day in our community. And we encourage all of our young entrepreneurs to get out in the community, talk to the fellow business owners that they know, have them set up their little business out in the community, and we then go and just celebrate and market and promote the heck out of our young entrepreneurs. We have an interactive map on the website that they can brand their stand, tell us where they're going to be, what they're going to be selling, you know, so we can really help market and promote. They get to keep all the money that they earn, you know, but it really develops that entrepreneurial mindset in these kids, because we know as business owners, we know that those employees that are entrepreneurially minded make the best employees. They're problem solvers. They come up with solutions that they see in their world, you know, or come up with solutions to problems that they see in their world, in their community. They take ownership over things and believe that they can make a difference. And so we love the Lemonade Day program, and it's just a fun way for us to just really celebrate
our
kiddos.
Let me tell you, or let me ask you, because I'm going to give you homework here.
Okay. I love homework.
After May 20th, can you bring in a couple of your young entrepreneurs?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you love to have them on the show and talk about what they've learned and what they did?
That'd be so much fun.
Yes. You know, your winner and maybe runner up, or, you know, I don't care how you do it.
Yeah.
I really think that, you know, maybe we'll find a spot for them the week after. They can come in the morning and to say, this is what I did, this is how I planned it, and all that. And see, you're kind of giving us the fruits of the pudding.
Yeah. So I had a question at the break. I think it's really good for parents, too, especially my generation, where we had a passbook, a bank account, a checkbook, which I still use my checks. And I have, like, onion skin, so I remember what I wrote. I'm terrible at balancing. I kind of know-ish.
Yes.
I'm one of those. Yes. Now, I have, in the past, actually balanced and made myself do that. And I think it could have been during a class. So we talked at the break about student government.
We're talking like 40 years ago.
I'm just saying that it's possible you have to make yourself do it. But what happens today with kids, and oftentimes people just flash their phone and mm-hmm. it's a Venmo. Mm-hmm. And recently when I was readjusting things on my Apple phone, it said, you know, accounts and so people and how you, and payments.
Yeah.
So people do everything on their phone. Now, I'm sure that there's probably something on your phone if you talk about, like, say you start with $1,000 and then whatever you spend will actually calculate it for you, but then it does the brain work.
Right. Right.
So how do you implement
electronics?
Because that's all they know.
Right, 100%. So it's really interesting because that's the biggest question. Well, do you actually teach kids how to balance a checkbook? No, because they don't even know what a checkbook is.
Mm-hmm.
They never will. But we do teach them to plan in advance what they are, set financial goals, plan in advance what they are going to be spending on certain different things, and then utilize that technology to continue to monitor progress, right? So there's tons of opportunity, apps, different ways that they can still be in control, and actually even more so than what we were able to do generations ago, right? In terms of access to information about our finances. I have 14-year-olds, because 14-year-olds now can officially open up a brokerage account and start investing with some companies. And so I have 14 and 15 and 16-year-olds that can pull up their brokerage account and be able to monitor how their investments are going. Whereas 20, 30 years ago, we got a statement in the mail, right? And then we looked at our statement to be able to do that. But it really is more about being proactive instead of reactive to our money, right? Because when we're utilizing just technology, just Venmo, and we're just spending, we know a deposit went in on Friday from the little part-time job that I had, and then I spend money, and then every once in a while I may pull up the account and be able to look at it. Great, I can see where I've spent money, but we're not being proactive with our financial decisions, right? Putting in place plans, putting in place future goals that we have, and then working towards that goals really is that being proactive rather than monitoring where we've spent money after the fact. And that's really the difference between just utilizing like Apple Pay, just utilizing something like Venmo, and just using that as your monitoring system, rather than using some of the other technology pieces that really allow you to be really proactive in moving the needle in terms of progress towards saving for the first car, saving for college education. You know,
what's the old saying? If you save, you know, starting when you're young, and of course as you get older and higher paying jobs, if you put away $100 a month, by the time you're 62 or 63, that's millions of dollars.
And it's impossible. The kids are so excited to get that concept of if you start early and are just consistent, it's actually almost impossible to not become a millionaire.
Well, here's the thing, is that reaching into the developing mind, because if people there are generations now mm-hmm. that feel entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to pay for my prom dress. Like, where did you, like, realize it was okay to spend $5 on coffee every day, spend $200 getting your hair, waxing of your eyebrows, the thing that goes on and on and on about, where did that come from? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm a 70s girl, so, and my parents both worked, and I didn't think they needed to pay for that.
Yeah.
So I'm coming from like being older in a generation, but there's this entitlement now, like, like a limo for prom.
Right.
And $500 dresses. Yeah. I mean, if you empower kids at a young age about, wouldn't that be nice to be self-sufficient?
Yeah. Ownership. Giving them ownership and then expectation of them implementing that ownership.
Yes. Like that. Very, very much.
You've got online classes here. Mm-hmm. On-demand financial literacy education. So you can get your kids, you know, and you've got two different levels, mm-hmm. elementary or middle school.
Yeah,
high school. And some of the courses are financial psychology, because we know what we think about money has a much larger influence on our spending and saving habits.
Mm-hmm.
Credit and debit. and debt, creating a solid financial plan, insurance and risk, saving and investing. And I can tell you what, Dave Ramsey, who, you know, he is the second, most popular radio host in America.
Yeah, I believe it.
And he talks beans and rice, rice and beans. He's got baby steps. Mm-hmm. You start out by saving so much, you know, having put aside $1,000, and then you attack your debts and how to get out of debt. And he has people come on all the time. I owe $200,000, and we paid it off in 2 years.
Rice and beans, rice and beans. And when they scream, we're debt-free!
Yeah.
So
and,
cute.
And he says, well, how much money do you make? And they make like $100,000 a year. Yeah. How do you pay off $200,000 and they make maybe $150,000?
They have a side hustle.
Well, the most well that's
they
what
do two or three side hustle
get another job and
or
then,
start liquidating all of the things that got him in $200,000 of debt in the first place.
Oh yeah, sell the car.
Yeah,
I mean it is harsh, but if you want to get out of debt, then you can accumulate wealth.
Where does this generation get to be in 20 years when they have understood debt, understood credit, understood all of that, and never end up in $200,000 worth of debt in the first place? What do they get to do in our communities? Like, how do they change our communities that we live in because of the resources and the wealth that they have at their disposal? You know, I want these kids to be millionaires because they have the ability to make financial decisions that are different than what we've had people for generations making financial decisions around.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here, and then we'll wrap this up. This portion of the show brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell and her team, they're amazing folks, and they do all of our insurance, our life insurance, our health insurance, insurance for all of our businesses and our insurance at home. But they can do all of this work for you. And if you're we're talking about finances. If you're looking at maybe figuring out, like, I'm spending this kind of money, what else is out there? She will sit down with you and make it so understandable where you're going to, you know, talk on your level anyway. 221-0441, that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with a sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micro Wrestling is returning to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 17th. This high-flying, body-slamming show will bring you off-the-top-rope entertainment. General admission tickets are just $15, plus fees. This high-energy event sells out fast. So call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com to book your tickets and stay with us. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Mike.
Huh?
What day is it, Mike?
Huh? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Listen, guess what today is.
Okay, let's move on.
Hey, that's our new one. I like it. Why not?
It's hump day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right.
Some of it was there, but it's all good.
Welcome back to the show. 7:51 in the morning here on the 10th of May. We're here with Tricia Funk. Pennies on Purpose. This is an educational program on financial management that is in the middle schools and high schools, and they're teaching in Tehama County, Shasta County, Siskiyou County. It is a great program for teaching kids about financial management, which is not taught in the schools anymore. They will teach them esoteric things that they'll never use, but yet how to manage their money. Now, I'm going to help you manage your money right now. I'm giving away a family pack of tickets for the Reading Rodeo for Wednesday night for Extreme Bulls. And
ooh,
to the first caller at 605-4567. And this is a family pack, four tickets. And it's going to be a week from today on May 17th. You're all sitting together, which is good for a family pack. And you just have to come down and pick these up. So, man, we're getting phone calls already. Linda and I'll be giving away tickets.
Hey, this is opening night.
This week.
75th.
The 75th anniversary of Bucking on the River. And it's going to be Extreme Bulls. It's going to be Native American Appreciation Night. So it's going to be.
There's some really groundbreaking things happening on this opening night.
Really?
So these are pretty coveted tickets because from what I heard from Cindy, who's the CEO, have been brought in to run
She's the general manager.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
She's in charge. Anyway, she told me she told me Wednesday night is going to be almost standing room only. So we've been very fortunate to get these tickets that we're giving away. So here's what I want to say to anybody calling about getting tickets. I'm going to haunt you if you don't show up.
We're going to take your name. We're going to check the seats.
Because
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Okay. You will get a call from me saying, please come and use these tickets. If not, pass them on. We want you to be there and not just, oh, well, I got them for free. I don't need to. No, that does not work for me anymore. Period.
We're here with Tricia Funk. Pennies. Okay. And my friends, if you didn't get the tickets now, we're going to be giving away tickets for every performance this week and next week.
Thank you.
So,
Seth Overton.
Seth.
Your name is on the air. We expect to see you there.
And we have your phone number. Okay. All right, we'll be giving away more tickets as we go along because we've got tickets for Wednesday night, of course, Extreme Bulls. Thursday night, Friday is Family Night. Friday is Think Pink, and Saturday is Military Appreciation Night. Okay,
I got chills.
All right, now, Tricia, how can parents or grandparents are hearing this, and what can they do to make sure that their school has classes like this?
Yeah, great question. So the communication really is the key. We know that the decision maker oftentimes is actually the teachers themselves. So if you have a, you know, you have a fourth grader, you have an eighth grader, and you want to make sure that this happens, go and talk to your kids' teachers. Mm. The other piece of the puzzle that is the biggest deterrent for our schools still continuing to partner on that is the funding. And so school budgets are so stretched to the limit in just the regular capacity that they do. We have so many business owners that love to support these sort of programs. We have local banks that have CRA money that they are required to invest in their community in programs like this. And so it's just starting that conversation. We have yet to have a school that comes to us and says, we want this for our fourth graders. We want this for our eighth graders. But we don't have the funding to be able to do that. And we go out and fundraise for those specific classrooms, and we have gotten them scholarshiped every single time when we have a classroom that does it. But it's just starting that conversation and helping us get that foot in the door and having that conversation so our teachers can understand what it is that we do, and then making those connections with the resources that are out there that can make sure that those kids get that
education. People can sponsor individual classes?
100%.
Okay, and how much is that?
Our full annual curriculum, our full annual program is $1,200 for a classroom for the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So $100 a month.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. And the and then that ensures that we have these. I mean, there is federal money out there. They can't be touched for anything else but this, I imagine. But they don't apply for it.
Well, yeah. So that's one of the hard things about us running a nonprofit. Obviously, we can apply. We're a 501c3. Have been,
sure.
You know, in good standing. We can apply for grants. We can apply for programs. A lot of the funding that is federal or state funding has to be applied and can only be paid to the school itself. So a school can apply. Well, let's talk about overburdened resources. You know, do the schools have administration that have the time and attention to just write a grant for, you know, write a federal grant to receive funding to partner with the program? Most of the time they don't. And so but the way that the federal grants are written, you know, they can only be applied for by the schools and then the funding be paid to the schools to do that. So, you know, there is some disconnect between the ability to do that, which, you know, a dream of ours would be to have a grant writer that could create that toolkit for local schools and then just hand it every single school.
That's what I would think. Or you do you present them the grant.
Right.
Here you go. Just send it in.
Yep. Here's the fill in the blank, you know, sure.
We're here with Tricia Funk, Pennies on Purpose. It's a way of giving your kids a future when it comes to financial management. So how do people get a hold of Pennies on Purpose?
So our website is just penniesonpurpose.net.
It's very informative too, by the way.
It's a great
website. And
your
Facebook page is most excellent.
Thank you. Yeah. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Best way though is just to go directly to our website. They can call us at 530-806-5899, and reach out to us anytime, or just shoot us an email at penniesonpurpose@gmail.com if you want more information, if they want to get involved, if we have people that want to volunteer, if we have finance experts that want to step into a fourth grade classroom or they speak fluent sarcasm and so eighth grade is a better fit for them, we'll find a place for them to support.
Yeah, those little fourth graders, they ask you questions.
They do ask a lot of questions.
And they ask a lot of questions that, you know, well, if I have two apples and anyway. okay. Well, Tricia, thanks so much for joining us. And thanks Cornerstone Community Bank for sponsoring this hour. They always send in a business or something that's good for our community. And I really frankly think that it should be in the curriculum. In fourth grade and eighth grade and 11th grade, you know, at least, sometime during the year that they get a day, not a day, but maybe several days, of financial management.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, when we come back, Jake Mangus is supposed to be here. And since Jake is just working a block away, and I haven't seen my phone, I imagine he is walking as we
speak. Oh, I have the door locked.
Why do you have the door locked? And so we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He says the bank records tell the story. Financial records at Republican Congressman James Comer says detail millions in payments to various Biden family members from foreign entities in China and countries in Eastern Europe.
Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries.
The Kentucky lawmaker chairs the House Oversight Committee. It's been investigating Biden family finances and allegations of bribe-taking and or influence peddling. The White House says the allegations are unfounded. A New York congressman has been arrested, Republican George Santos, facing federal criminal charges. An indictment alleges that Santos convinced backers to donate to his campaign, but instead of using the money for the campaign, prosecutors allege it was spent on personal items like designer clothing and paying down credit card debt. Santos expected to make an initial court appearance later today at the federal courthouse on Long Island. Consumer prices picked up last month, pointing to inflation that simply will not let go.
After months of decline, prices rose 0.4% from March to April. Compared with a year earlier, prices climbed 4.9%, down just slightly from March's year-over-year increase. The nation's inflation rate has steadily cooled since peaking at 9.1% last June, but remains far above the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate. The Fed is paying particular attention to so-called core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy costs and are regarded as a better gauge of long-term inflation trends. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 109 points, the Nasdaq up 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Pakistan's Imran Khan due in court. His country braces for more violence.
The nation faces more turmoil after former Prime Minister Imran Khan was dragged from court in Islamabad and his supporters clashed with police across the country. The 70-year-old opposition leader is expected in court later on Wednesday for a hearing in which a judge will be asked to approve keeping him in custody for up to 14 days. The arrest has deepened political turmoil and sparked violent demonstrations. At least one person was killed in the southwestern city of Quetta and dozens wounded in various parts of the country. Khan's political party is calling for demonstrators to remain peaceful. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A top European Union court has ruled that the EU was wrong to approve a plan for Germany to come to the rescue of Lufthansa with billions of euros in state aid to help the airline deal with the impact of COVID-19 restrictions. News and analysis at townhall.com. They're breathing one big sigh of relief across the drought-weary West.
Scientists say nearly half of the American West has emerged from the drought following a winter marked by heavy snow and several massive rainstorms. The robust precipitation hasn't entirely replenished the region, but all that rain and snow means California can provide 100% of the water requested by cities and farms for the first time in years. Some of the excess water has been also diverted to farmland as a way to replenish groundwater by letting it slowly percolate into the ground. Snowmelt has been slow so far, and if that continues, it would help reduce the danger of flooding and delay the onset of the worst wildfire danger. Keith Peters reporting.
Prosecutors want an Army sergeant who fatally shot an armed man during a Black Lives Matter protest in Texas to be sentenced to at least 25 years in prison, sentencing today for Daniel Perry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott, my favorite co-host by far. Liam is here now, so we have switched pilots in midair, and hopefully we took off great. So hopefully we can land today.
We got this.
You got it.
Hey.
Sue tried to play the Wednesday hump day thing, but it just...
It was interesting.
It hung up on...
That's a special, like a special one that's like a rapper version of it.
No.
Yeah. But it just...
I thought it was just playing over and over again.
No, I don't think... I think there's a special version of that, but it doesn't say... She doesn't say, it's hump day.
It's...
That was really close to the...
It sound right.
Exactly.
The version.
Thank you.
Hey, today, the 10th of May... And 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've already introduced Liam, and Linda's got the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Get ready for this beautiful forecast. Sunny today with a high of 74 and our overnight lows of 53. Sunny and Thursday will be 81 with our overnight lows of 57. Clear skies on Friday. With sunny and 91. And Friday night, beautiful, beautiful clear skies with 63. Saturday will be a hot day with 96. If you're thinking about fishing or going out on Saturday night, what a beautiful night to be able to like do romance on the river or be out, because Saturday night will be 67, clear skies. Sunday will be sunny with a high of 96. So there we go with finally getting the going into like an extreme change of weather from the last few weeks. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our Anderson business, veteran-owned business, 365-3793, where they gave senior and veteran discounts.
You know, one of the reasons that it's so important we get this good weather is the rodeo grounds. It has been underwater for 4 months. And just when you think that it's going to be okay, then it rains again. So we got the tractor guy out there. He's a construction guy. And we're all standing out there looking looking at the arena. And we're going, yeah, you know what? You can't even plow it up because of the water. So we're hoping in the next day or two, now with the temperatures going up, that we'll be able to get in there and flatten it out. Because Saturday it's got to be, you know, it's you flatten the dirt. And it's for, and so people can be there for steak night. And then he has to turn around and, plow it all up again and get ready for the rodeo. And let me tell you, the dirt in that arena is a certain kind of dirt, because it has to not only be soft enough that a cowboy can get driven in, you know, head first into it, but that the barrel horses can make the turns. So, oh yeah, you know, this isn't just your average dirt out there. So, you know, I mean, we're going to try and get somebody in. I'm going to try and get John in, who runs our arena, to talk about what does it take to put on a rodeo from inside the rodeo. And I think that'll be interesting. Okay. it's Jake Mangus Day, Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jake.
Carl, it's great to be with you today and with Linda as well. You were talking about 75 years bucking by the river.
Bucking by the river.
Pretty exciting.
We'd like to do another 75 years. City Council, being strange as they are, you know, that's not locked in concrete, my friends. And you will have an opportunity, an opportunity during, I'm sure, during the next few months to bring in your comments on it. There is a
what do they call it? The riverfront specific plan.
There's a survey right
survey.
Now
yeah.
out there. I talked about it yesterday, but just go to the City of Reading website, and I think it's not riverfront. It's the Reading update or general plan update. Get in there, give your comments. Make sure that you want to keep the rodeo, because can you imagine? Because of three people, two of which who have not lived there, lived here their whole lives, making a decision that could do away with the rodeo. And they're going to say, oh, no, that's not what it's about, my friends. We've seen what they've done before. So get in there, get on those things.
Yeah, it's always
save the rodeo.
I think, the best advice that you're given right now is get involved.
Get involved.
Make sure your opinion is heard because – you know, that's what the council and the city has been preaching, is that we want you to tell us. So let's tell them.
Let's tell them. You know, you've got an event here that costs the city nothing. We're all out there, as we said yesterday, we were out there hanging shade for the animals, not for the people, for the animals. All the work that's done down there is done by volunteers from the Reading Rodeo Association. Doesn't cost the city a penny, and they get $8 to $10 million is brought in every year off that rodeo.
Cindy, the GM, and Bennett Gooch, you know, those are a couple that come to mind right away.
Right.
I heard Bennett speak at Rotary about 3 weeks ago or something, and he's doing a really good job in messaging around the economic impact of the rodeo.
People don't understand how much money this rodeo brings in. And, you know, if nothing else, not for tradition, not for the fact that this is one of the best rodeos in America, that Reading Rodeo Association was inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame, one
there
of only 25 rodeos in the last 27 years. So this should tell you something about it. And this is an event that people, I mean, when we give away tickets, which we just did, we had 12 phone calls. 12. And then they stopped after we said we had somebody.
This is no stretch. I've heard that Reading Rodeo box seats are actually passed down from generation to generation in family trusts. So
that's true. And then the above the chutes, my job at the rodeo is, you know, over there in Rodeo Flats, is to escort people in, the sponsors, mm-hmm. make sure they find their seats. But it's also to keep the sky seats for only sky seat people. And if you don't have the band,
yeah.
I'm sorry, as polite as I am, that as affable as I am, I threw the sheriff out of there one time. He'd been invited up,
yeah.
And I said, sorry, Sheriff.
Yeah.
They had
to
come
down.
Some
credentials.
They had to give up. You know, okay. No, we just want to come up here for a minute. Okay.
I want to also, since the last time I was on was before Cool April Nights, we went from horsepower to horsepower. I want to thank the Cool April Nights volunteers.
Oh, yeah. What a game. I mean,
what a great week it was.
They have, their committee's like 12 people. And yet, they're able to put on this world-class event.
They take no prisoners, as they say. They take names. What was your experience?
Well, I would say that, number one, Crown Motors did an awesome job in hosting us again at their location for our Chamber Show and Shine with 15 local restaurants. From our standpoint, this is supposed to be a nice public relations event, and we want to at least break even. And this year we actually did better than that, so that's exciting. So thank you to Steve Roberts and everyone involved.
I tell you what, Steve's a good guy. I tell you, he supports kids in the military down there at Crown Motors. I can tell you that.
And then one of the highlights for us was, as a family, you know, normally it's my son Kobe and I. This time I brought my wife Janet, daughter Sienna, my 10-year-old, and we went down to the big show, and every year we get the privilege to select a Chamber of Commerce award winner in the show. And usually it's just Kobe that says, I like that one, or I want one that has hydraulics that you can flip switches and the car moves. So it just depended upon what his opinion was. This year we met a guy named Vince. And Vince, I said,
Vince, the car guy?
Yeah. So I go, Vince, tell the family the story about the car, because every car has a story. And Vince started telling the story of his 1960 cherry red Chevy Impala, how he had had it for 26 years and had worked on it every day, including that day. And he said, she's been a good girl for the most part. But this is what kind of got us even more engaged, is he says, I'm a Vietnam veteran. And right after Nam, I was dating this young lady. And we were dating for about 3 or 4 years. Well, we fell out of love, and we went our separate ways. I got married, didn't know what she did, lost touch. I had family of my own, but my wife recently passed away. And so after, you know, some time, I decided, I wonder what happened to that one girl from long ago. So I reached out to her, and sure enough, she lives in Redding, California. So he had just moved to Redding from the Bay Area as a result, and they're back together again all those years.
It is surprising how many times we've heard of this.
Yeah.
You know, we, you know, very, very close friends, very close friends. They dated in high school. They broke up. He went off into the service.
Yeah.
She went into her industry, was very successful. He was very successful. But she always wrote to him. You know, she's married to somebody else, and he was married. But she wrote to him just newsy letters about what was going on in the area. And they stayed in touch.
Sure.
Well, as time goes through, they were both free. He comes back at home, because this is his home.
Yeah.
They get together, and they are married. And it, and that's just one you hear.
High school sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. They go to these reunions, 50-year reunions, and they meet that girl from before. They're both, you know, widowers or widows or something, and they get together.
I love that. That's a great story. So that was one of the stories that stuck out.
That was probably the best. And then also to have him give such kudos to our VA, you know, clinic out on Knighton Road.
Nice.
And how we honor veterans here and everything. We felt like we made the right decision to put the sticker on his headlight as the indication that he was an award winner. And he was over the moon excited. You can go to our Facebook page and scroll back to Gallipoli Nights Week and see those photos of Vince. And hopefully we'll see him soon. So anyway, looking forward to talking about the business community here.
All right. After the break, we're going to come right back after these messages.
And this is from the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. It has a program for home fall prevention. This is a no-cost program to the people that are in the program, and the whole mission on this is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. People just do better in their homes, and if they fall, break a hip, break a knee, they're out of their homes, they end up in a rehab facility for a while before they come back. But what about if we can prevent those by putting up grab rails, banisters or things like this for going in and out of the house? Well, this is what this program does. For more information, call 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Sister, HQ or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizers on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Southern sky. Have you ever noticed the
welcome back sky? Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:21 in the morning here on the 10th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. For all your Kubota needs, they've got it all down there. They've had the small ones if you have a smaller job like clearing your property before fire season starts, and they have the big jobs or the big tractors and skid steers, everything. They've got it all there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Super people. They're based out of Anderson, and they're at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, or give them a call at 530-221-6800. Now, I would just advise people, if you don't have a number on speed dial, here's the number to put in, 530-605-4567. We're going to be giving away rodeo tickets all week and into next week, we'll give out two tickets. We'll give out a family pack of four, but we have a finite number of tickets. So just be listening and hit that number and be the first one to call. Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus, Chamber of Commerce. And I just wanted to throw this out in case you haven't seen it. You know, the Reparations Committee in California came up with the number of $1.3 million for people who had been injured by society. And Gavin Newsom made his first comment on it yesterday.
What did he say?
He said that he declined to endorse cash payments out of this. He said that that the legacy of slavery would be much more than cash payments, and that while the Reparation Task Force independent findings and recommendations are a milestone in our bipartisan effort to advance justice and promote healing, you know, blah, 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 blah. He declined to endorse any specific recommendations, though he pledged to continue to advance systemic changes that ensure inclusive and equitable future for all people. And his exact words are, dealing with that legacy is about much more than cash payments. So I would say that looks like right now it's off the table, but it's got to go through the Assembly and the Senate. However, what I see for this was a smoke and mirrors thing, put it together, and at no time was money going to be paid.
It's one that I'd been following in CalMatters, e-news that they send out on the weekends, and wasn't sure if it was going to go anywhere or if it was just going to be get together and talk about it.
I think they're going to do it, and as far as looking at it, but you've got to take a look at how much that's going to cost.
Yeah.
And then the type of consternation it would raise in this state among taxpayers. Things weren't fair. Things have changed a whole lot, especially in California. But, Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is good morning. I was just getting in my truck to go to work, and I heard the commercial about vote no on the recall for Kevin Cry. So I wanted to share with you and your listeners that Sunday on Poke the Hornet's Nest at 8, Doug Jenke and I are going to dissect this effort to recall Kevin Cry, and I hope everybody can tune in. We've got a very, very good presentation.
Well, as people know, we didn't support the last recall.
Mm-hmm.
We don't support this recall. We support totally the people's right to do it. But Linda and I, and, not everybody on this
station.
And
we don't speak on behalf of, we're just talking all of our programs, personally.
We're talking that, no, I don't believe in recalls.
Well,
and I find it amusing that the people that were so adamant against it last time are the ones leading it this time.
Yeah, going down this road of, I'm being careful with the way that I say it too, because the chamber doesn't endorse candidates or fund campaigns.
Anymore.
Yeah. Thank you, Jake.
Yeah. This particular,
you did a wonderful job with that debate you did down at the Sheraton last time.
I was glad that you were there, Nick, and this kind of goes along in some ways with more the question is, in the mind of a voter or just, a local citizen, what in your mind constitutes the need to recall someone? Is it simply because they are doing things that you don't agree with? Because
that's what this is all about.
If that's the case, it seems to me that recalls should be reserved for serious cases of moral turpitude or
illegal activity, not because you just don't like what they said.
The reason why I just ask that question is that we will have a regular election in less than a year in which 3 of the 5 seats of the Board of Supervisors will be competed to end my sentence in a preposition. Sorry about that, Mrs. Golden. But anyway,
absolutely.
This is an opportunity to let your vote count in your district if you live in one of those districts. So anyway, I just kind of look at it like that, and the timing of it all. What constitutes the need for a recall in the mind of a voter is the question.
And the last thing, of course, is, it's not settled then. Governor Newsom then picks, when he gets down to it, whom he wants to be the supervisor of Shasta County. Is that what we want? I mean, really? Is that what you want? Oh, he'll pick off a list of people. Well, how do you know that?
I was reading the local tabloids. You can choose which one you think it was. And so I saw that there may be some sort of a deadline that if the recall signature gathering process is successful by a certain checkpoint, then maybe Governor Newsom doesn't make the appointment. Maybe it's back to the way that it was the last time we went down this road.
They passed
that's
that
a
law
question
because
I have.
Of recalls last
yeah.
year. Okay. Anyway, thanks,
hey, I've
Nick.
I've got a question that affects our local economy real quick. You know where they were trying to make people that have a higher income pay a higher interest rate on loans? I was told yesterday that went into effect May 1st. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't seen anything to that effect, but you've got me interested.
I thought it was just a bunch of bull to get our minds off something else. That could never happen.
Yeah, never.
Okay, Nick, thanks a lot.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Okay. I saw something like that. One of Biden's ideas was to people with bad credit scores could get loans, and people with higher credit scores were going to be charged more, you know, like $40 more a month or something, but they were kind of punishing you for having a good credit score or putting how much money you put down into. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just.
So, somebody said it to me. It said, a person I know locally gave me two words of advice one time. They said, get rich slow. And then the second was, no poor man ever gave me a job. So, you know, if we're going to continue to penalize people that are successful. that's not the way to do it.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, Shasta Regional Medical Center was on yesterday, and if you have not heard that show, please go back to our archives. Because what he did was he compared costs between our two hospitals here in town. And I was just astounded. I got phone calls after that asking for that information, which I was more than happy to share. Comes right off websites, and where you could literally spend $100,000 more at the other hospital for a procedure than you do at Shasta Regional. And the same great, I mean, it's great medical care. I mean, but because of the way the insurance agreements were made, that's what it comes down to. $100,000 on some procedures, and every procedure was more financially tasty at Shasta Regional. So another reason to think real hard about which hospital you go to around here. Okay, we'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy
hey,
to
welcome
the
back.
Levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking.
To Free Fire Radio. I just like that song.
Hey, did I.
We got to see him live.
He was at Cascade Theater?
He was at the Cascade Theater, and Carl really didn't understand when I said, we're going to go see Don McLean. He was like,
well,
I had to
Don.
Drag him.
Don McLean.
He's like, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to play American Pie tonight. And then everybody walked out.
That was
But he could have played Vincent. That was the other one that
I know. When we saw him, he played it all.
That's good.
And he said, I almost didn't call him because I had, you know, bronchitis or whatever. But Carl was like, oh, my gosh, these songs I forgot. You know, I just sometimes don't realize how many are wonderful. Anyway, thank you.
We went to a Boz Scaggs concert and I looked around and I was going, I think I'm here with everyone's mom and dad. And then
the years
melted away, and it was like they were back at the beginning of their budding romance.
I tell you what, Linda has drugged me before.
But
I knew who Don McLean was. But she has drugged me to others, and I said, I haven't ever heard of their music. She says, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then they play 12 songs in a row that I know. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, okay, yeah. I know who
I went to Richard Marks at the Cascade.
Oh,
I will admit it. And this was the funniest, and I'm gonna filter for content. But he goes, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna soft rock the crap out of you tonight. And he knows who he is.
Yeah.
So.
He's a wonderful writer.
You know, if you missed out on the rodeo tickets, I'm going to give, you missed out on the rodeo ticket, so to make you feel better, because I don't like anybody being left hanging here, I'm going to give away $30 of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
That's a lot of pancakes right there. $30
for Black Bear Diner Bucks to the first person who calls, 605-456-7, starting now. Okay. Reverend Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And, okay, we just had a big event.
Yeah, well, we've got one coming up today. It's the 5th annual Shasta County College and Career Signing Day. This is brought to you by Reach Higher Shasta. And this is something that was borrowed from other communities, but the real premise of this is that we recognize athletes locally. They have their signing day, they're in front of a banner, they're at a table with mom and dad and the coach, and they put on the hat of the university they're going to go play their respective sport. And that's great. But what about those that also make post-secondary academic choice? So whether that's a military academy or a military in general, whether it's a career training center or a community college, Ivy League, state school, University of California, whatever it might be, we want the students and their brothers and sisters and families to know that we honor and recognize that choice as well. So it's really fun. It's free and open to the public today at the McLaughlin Auditorium at Sequoia. And there's up-tempo music and lighting is great. We've got a keynote speaker, Steve Westlake, locally. He's going to tell his story to these students. We have 100, let's say, on average, students from all across Shasta County that have been handpicked by teachers at the schools across the county, from the Intermountain area to over here in the valley. And it's just an outstanding event. And what ends up happening is they hand me their 3x5 card, I announce their name and their high school, and then they cross the stage and they go to the microphone and they hold up the pennant of the school or the swag from wherever they're going. And they say, this is where I'm going, and this is what I'm planning to study or pursue. Everybody's cheering for them. We've got $2,500 scholarship commitments from the Reading Chamber of Commerce's Frank Strazzarino Scholarship Fund, College and Career Options, Sierra Pacific Industries, and for the first time, Cornerstone Community Bank as well, for a total of $10,000 in scholarships that will be given out by the luck of the draw today. So that means 20 students will be receiving $500 scholarships to use for their academic or career training pursuits. So it's a way that we, as a group, can recognize industry, education, career, and educational pathways, and support not only the future workforce, but really a lot of them are part of the present workforce too, and we want them to make their futures here in Shasta County.
Fantastic.
So there you go.
I like it.
And that concludes my speech.
I think it's fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, and it's been really great to be a part of this committee and putting this together year after year. So come and join us. And if you're in the business community especially, we would love to have you come out and interact with these students and hear from them. And there are some questions that we want you to be considering. For example, how do the jobs we have align with the career goals of our future workforce? And as a business owner, you're asking yourself, how can we make these students aware of current and future opportunities in our organization? How do we make our organization culturally relevant and interesting to the workforce of the future? Because every generation is different as to what they're looking for. It's not all about the paycheck. Sometimes it's about the purpose as well. What kind of training will we need to provide to fill any gaps? And then where should I be recruiting as a business owner locally?
That's a
good
one.
Do you know a young man by the name of Dennis Barnes?
I don't know Dennis Barnes.
Okay, well, you do. You just don't know it.
Okay.
This is a young man from New Orleans International High School that received 10.1 million dollars in scholarship money.
What?
And being accepted to over 180 colleges.
What?
He is taking he chose Cornell University College of Engineering.
What? Why? What's his skill?
Well, obviously he scored high enough on all the tests. He humbly talked about his future plans, become immersed in computer science field.
Wow.
He's always known he wanted to go to an Ivy League school, and he's a record breaker when it comes to scholarships, but he was the class valedictorian. I'm sorry, that was somebody else. They're talking about ones who got some, but he has a little advice, especially from a young age. From the time you start ninth grade to your last day of school in 12th grade, you're going to be evaluated. So he scored high on tests. He had 4.98 out of a 4. I mean, I don't know how you do that. But anyway, $10.1 million.
You know, wow. I think that's very interesting, and I would think that you would be in alignment with that.
Yeah, sure.
Because being a leader in the community, and I try to share this in anything that I do with mentoring people, is that people, believe it or not, what you do behind closed doors and how you are with a server and how you are with just – in a bathroom, in public, you are being watched.
You know
so
that.
Don't
sure.
think it's yeah. just you're on stage being watched. You are watched in everything that you do. So you need to ask yourself, did I do this? Did I have integrity in that? Like, really ask yourself, check in. Like, was I a good neighbor? Did I take that or did I pay for that? Like, sometimes in your grocery cart, I'm going to ask this question because I've had this dilemma before. You got a grocery cart. Something was in the bottom of the grocery cart you forgot about. They didn't check you out. Do you just say, I don't have time. I'm not going to go back in. You know, all these other people. Or do you rationalize all these people stealing thousands of dollars and this is a 90-cent whatever? Or do you take the time to clean your soul and go back and say, you didn't charge me for this?
Yeah, if we can't trust you in small matters, how can we trust you in bigger ones?
There you go.
That's a great question to ask and exercise. In my life, in my world at the chamber,
know you. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's one thing to go out to lunch and have the person across the table pay for the lunch. Okay, fine. I'll get you next time. Great. But there are also business owners that make things or provide services where they're oftentimes saying, you were so helpful, I want to give you X for free. Or, you know, it's a slippery slope is what I'm saying. And it comes down to right now we are in the process of moving our payroll and HR services to O2 Employment Services. And as we're going through that, one of the big wins for doing that is they make sure that your policies are up to date. And those are some of the things that you look at. Is you say, like, well, if it's not an objective policy, then all of a sudden you're left to your own devices. And maybe what your moral compass is going to be different than the next person that's there. Where do you draw the line and say, well, I'll accept that free thing, but not that one. And then are there expectations that come with that? Like, I gave you this,
yes,
you know, free,
yes,
car,
who knows what car. And now I want you to take a certain position on a thing that's,
yes,
going to help my business expand.
Is.
Yeah. So,
is. Yeah. So,
okay, we got to take a quick, yeah, break here. This portion of the show brought to you by a place that gives me something at least once or twice a month. I do pay for it, but I kind of feel like I'm getting the advantage. And that's Cypress Square Barbershop. You know what? I love this place. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I give them a call and say, hey, I need to come in on Tuesday, and they give me a time. I come in, go out, or I could just hang around in there if I want to. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. The phone number there is 530-244-9478. Good people, Logan and Tim. Okay, we'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside.
Come celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long.
A chance to win $300,000.
You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew. Redding, California.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio segment today. We've given away rodeo tickets. We've given away... Did somebody call in for those beer bucks?
Yeah.
Woo. We've given away $30 in beer bucks. We're going to give away... I got lots of beer bucks. We're going to be giving those away over the next few months. And so everybody can go down and eat at Black Bear Diner. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Redding Chamber of Commerce. What's impacting on... seems like there's so many things going on, yet inflation is high.
Yes.
The housing market is in some kind of turmoil because interest rates. And one of my friends came in yesterday and talked about a horror story he had with the GI Bill, the VA loan.
Yeah.
Horror story that I just couldn't believe was true. But when he explained it to me, I said, yeah, there's your bureaucracy at work. And
terrible.
There. So what are the big impacts we're going to be looking at here?
I can say that as I was driving to the radio station this morning to one of the public parking lots downtown, I was thinking, we are still a town under construction right now. There are all of these projects that I just want to see get to the finish line. So a couple of, it was like a week ago or so, we had the treasurer for the state of California, Fiona Ma, in Redding, and she... toured the California Place Apartments over here on California Street, where the two-story old parking structure used to be. And there was this reopening of the streets, Yuba and Butte, from Pine Street to California.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, one way, how do you go this way, it's narrow and all that stuff. So not necessarily fun to be a car in there, but still, you can get through now. And it's one of those things where I've got to reprogram that these streets are available and open again. And then... we've got things like Ann Thomas and the Shasta Living Streets opening the bike depot, having a grand opening celebration on Friday. The bike share program is pretty amazing. These Trek B-Cycle bikes, you see the stations set up around.
The electric bikes.
You can. What's that?
Are they electric bikes?
They're pedal assist bikes.
Okay.
And I guess they're top of the line. So I ran into Mike Mangus from Channel 7 yesterday, coming
good
back
guy.
From lunch. Yeah,
his
gave him a hug.
His kids are questionable.
And that's true. One of those skips a generation things. And he said, yeah, what I heard from Ann Thomas is that you can pay $125 for a whole year, and you can use one of those bikes every day for a maximum of 60 minutes, included in that annual fee. Otherwise, you can just use your phone, scan the QR code, use the bike as you'd like to on and off throughout the year. I think it's like, you can get it for 24 hours for $15. I think the idea is that it wants they want to create more options for people to get around town without a car. And so Ann Thomas's concern is once we release all these people on these bicycles, are they going to be in safe situations? So the director
No, of course not.
I had a Zoom call with the director of Caltrans and Ann and Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation, and we were kind of pleading with them to recognize that a lot of these one-way streets in town that are state highways, like Pine Street in California and so on, are all about getting cars through as fast as possible. We need them to consider going back to two-way streets, slowing vehicles down, and making it a safer situation for pedestrians and cyclists and people on scooters and all of that, because what they've realized is that all of those modes of transportation, if the roads are more conducive to that, it actually ends up stimulating the economy because people are able to venture down in many ways and spend more time here.
I tell you what, Placer Street, the construction on Placer Street has got me totally verklempt. Because they'll come down and they blocked it off, right?
Yeah.
And they blocked off my street many times. I have to go around the block. But then they change it and they're not there. and then they come back and they're there for 3 or 4 hours blocking off the street, and then they're gone again.
We were
told. Is there a plan, or are these guys just having a good time, say, hey, let's see what we can screw up today?
It seems like it. I mean, I know that a lot of our car dealerships are probably, with service departments, are probably excited about dealing with people's alignment issues and stuff from going down Placer. They're probably like, hey, no rush on our part. But according to the city, when I talked to Chuck Aucklin, you know, 6 months ago or something, he said, yeah, the plan is that we're going to repave Placer through all that construction zone when the temperatures warm up, because you've got to be able to.
What about the side streets that were torn up by the sewers? Are they going to re-asphalt those?
I don't know, but I would certainly want that if I lived one of those side streets. I have.
We just put the tires in the grooves and just drive.
I have relatives, maybe mom and dad, you can decide, that live off of Sonoma Street. The city repaved Sonoma Street, but they didn't go into their cul-de-sac. So it feels like you're going from modern day to the 1800s when you cross over into their cul-de-sac, because the road has completely disintegrated and it is basically a gravel, cul-de-sac. So when they reached out, they were told, well, we don't have the funds. And so that's a tough one. And I just encourage them to get all the neighbors to send in a letter and all that, too. Because
a question that came in, and this was asked last when Cameron was here, and Cameron's on the Planning Commission.
Cameron Middleton, yeah, gotcha.
About taking Lower Placer to two lanes.
Yeah, there was. There's been a discussion about that, and
can I say how crazy that would be?
Did he say that that's going to happen?
He said he has not seen that.
Yeah,
he
I haven't seen it either.
Anywhere.
But there's been a rumor, because one of my neighbors reached out to me with the same question, and I said, with all of the planned development out Placer, there have been approved neighborhoods beyond where development currently ends. I would really find it hard to believe that they'd be reducing the number of lanes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing for sure, but
true.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, back to this bicycle safety thing, they need to start teaching these young people or anybody that are riding a bicycle. I think they've got the same obligations as a car. You have to stop at the stop sign, and they do not do it. A couple times I almost hit somebody because I had the green light and I was going through, and they came blasting through. And some of them aren't young people. They're older people, and they're dressed up in their spandex type pants.
That's enough to cause an accident in and of itself.
It is.
You know?
Let me just say this: spandex.
Flipped me off. So anyhow, I'm going to.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. You know, spandex is not a right. You know, it is. You do not have the right to wear spandex. You know, it's something that is. It's not in the Constitution.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you. So what happens is you take a class. You're in, like, you know, I do Pilates, so you're in I gotta hurry up. So you're in your class, you're running from appointment to appointment, unless you've got that 5 minutes there to be able to change your clothes in the bathroom, you are running around in your workout clothes all day long. I'm guilty.
Yeah, that's not a problem for you though, Carl, is it?
Hasn't been so far.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing.
I'm just saying.
In fact,
I'm not alone.
A couple of those outfits are even.
I am not alone.
have the right to see you.
I tie my sweatshirt around my waist.
I do know that, yes, we want to, it is a two-way street, so to speak. Vehicles need to be aware of cyclists, and cyclists need to follow the rules of the street as well. As I walk to and from, the parking lot where I am, I've realized that it's best to be on your, head on a swivel, because as I'm crossing Pine Street and cars are trying to turn from Placer onto Pine, even though the walk sign is flashing in their face, do you think they care about a pedestrian trying to cross the crosswalk? Not at all.
Well, I tell you right here on Market Street, now that Market Street goes all the way through to Yuba, when they first opened that up.
Yep.
And there's like 95, maybe even 98% of the cars do not go down Market Street.
Yeah.
But there's a crossing there. And so you kind of get this idea that, oh, yeah, I can walk. No, do not do that, my friends.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're watching. Don't, because somebody will. It's all it takes. It almost got two of us the other day because we weren't paying attention.
But there's more development coming. We've got market rate apartments and another mixed use space there. And I think it's the corner of California and Butte Street, right on what they call the Paseo, not the alley, but the Paseo. And across the Paseo, you've got a city park that's going to be constructed with grant funding. So it's not coming
California
from
California and Butte Street.
California and Butte Street, which is a
there's going to be a park there?
No, there's going to be a mixed use project there right next to the parking garage.
Okay.
And then across the alleyway to the park, there will be a park there, and it's going to be great with a stage and a lot of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Another great reason to live downtown. Jake, thanks a lot for being with us. The business climate here in town, I'd like to, next month you come rolling in.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Sounds good.
Things that people should be looking for in the future, all of these things. So
I've got some good stuff on that.
Hey, Trish Clark is back and joins me tomorrow. And everybody have a great day and God bless America.
Back down. No, I won't back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.